next in a series of Journeying Through the Bible, the first teaching of the year in January, and I'd like to welcome everybody who's listening to this audio. Let's just commit this teaching to our Heavenly Father. Father God, thank you for this word, this teaching. I pray your anointing upon it. Thank you for increased wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing your truth. We declare that your word will not return void. It will accomplish that for which it was sent, and it will prosper in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Well, I have been reading through the book of Ruth, and one scripture in particular I'm going to be highlighting today, and that is Ruth chapter 2 verse 12. And the book of Ruth is a real gem in God's treasure chest of precious jewels, which represent the many beautiful stories found in the pages of the Bible. And it's important to read the whole book in order to fully understand the background to this particular portion of scripture, where Boaz prays a very significant prayer concerning Ruth and her great kindness to her mother-in-law Naomi and the restoration of all that has been lost in Ruth's life. Ruth's husband had died, but due to her servant-like attitude, both her and Naomi's lives are blessed, and most of you listening to this audio, I'm sure, are probably familiar with the story. But today, we are going to just highlight this one scripture in particular, reading from the Amplified Bible. May the Lord repay you for your kindness, and may your reward be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. So this was the prayer that Boaz spoke over Ruth. Now, as always, there is great symbolism in the Bible, which helps us to better understand the character of God and his great love for us, his church. And Boaz here, in this context, is a type of Christ, and Ruth a type of the bride of Christ, otherwise known as the body of Christ or the church, and is made up of each and every one of us born-again believers, both male and female, young and old, and anyone who considers themselves to have Jesus Christ or Yeshua as Lord of their lives and covered in the blood and made righteous by the blood and put in right standing with him. I just want to mention here that if any of you happen to hear a teaching saying that only some people or some members of the body of Christ are part of the bride and others are not, please just know that that is a lie, and ignore any deception or any teaching that you might hear on that subject, because God is no respecter of persons, and every person who confesses Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and is in connection with him in a living and a vital relationship with Jesus or with Yeshua is part of the bride of Christ, what is known as the bride of Christ. So I just wanted to mention that, because I have heard teachings where people have maintained that only some people are part of that bride, but that's not scriptural at all. That's just a little sideline. But now, this prayer, we can personalize and read it as if Yeshua himself were speaking to us as his bride, as his church, which he is in the process of continually purifying and making us beautiful. He wants us to be his bride-to-be, without spot, and without blemish. And he's continually purifying us as the church and making us more like him. But if we personalize this prayer, which Boaz prayed over Ruth, we can read it as if Yeshua himself was speaking to us. And this is how it would go. I will repay you for your kindness, says the Lord, and my reward will be full, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. So we can claim this precious promise for ourselves, especially with regard to the very turbulent times in which we are living in the world today, where everything just seems so topsy-turvy, and the only security we can find is to find ourselves under the cover of God's wings. Now that word that we see here in the Amplified, I just would like to mention that if you were to read it in the King James Version, the word instead of repay would be recompense. That's how the King James Version uses it. And recompense simply means, it's the Hebrew word shalem, and it means to be safe in mind, body, or estate, to be completed, or the restoration of something which has been lost or stolen. And it's connected to the word that I'm sure we all are quite familiar with, the word shalom, which means peace in Hebrew. If we were to look at the word refuge in Hebrew from the scripture that we've just read in Ruth 12, 2 verse 12, that Hebrew word is shaka, C-H-A-K-A-H. And it means to flee for protection, confide in, have hope, make refuge, put trust. Confide in, protection, have hope, make refuge, or put trust in. Now, what exactly does it mean to confide in someone? Well, the definition from the dictionary of that word, it means it's to tell someone about a secret or private matter while trusting them not to repeat it to others. So this word confide, from this Hebrew word, shaka, carries with it an element of trust. And that's the emphasis of this scripture. The scripture is saying that we can trust in the one and only true living God. In these turbulent times in which we are living, we can reach out to him and we can connect with him and speak to him, trust in him. The emphasis is to be able to trust in him. He is trustworthy. We can connect with him and stay protected under the cover of his great, big, majestic wings. Now, just as a little illustration and a sideline, we are currently on holiday at the moment, Graham, and we've been, Graham and I, and we've been swimming in the sea. And a couple of days ago, he asked me just to take a video of a portion of the beach, which in particular Graham likes to sit and he asked me just to video this him on the rocks with the water splashing just behind the rock, but being protected by the main waves. And if the line of the rocks was not there as a boundary, there would be no protection. So I just videoed him just with this water trickling down through the rocks, but the main bulk of the waves is protected. You know, the rocks just protect that main bulk of the waves coming in, and just he wouldn't have been able to sit there if the rocks hadn't been there protecting him from the crashing of the waves, as it were. And I just wanted to emphasize that because he was able to sit on the rocks and enjoy the water without being swept away. And that is exactly what it's like with our God. We are able to be protected. There's a That protection of his wings protects us from any turbulence, any, it gives us that security. In the times in which we are living, we have a desperate need as the body of Christ to be in that place of security, in that safe place, in that place, that peaceful place where we are able to rest in the secret place of the Most High, that the scripture also from Ruth 2 verse 12 relates to Psalm 91, well-known scripture, which I'm sure we are all familiar with. But the boundary of those rocks just protects from the turbulence of the waves. And it's just such a wonderful illustration of the protection that we have in God. And that I just want to mention too, another illustration. The other day we were praying on, I think it was January the 6th, when it was for the presidential elections in the United States. And as Graham and I were praying together for the outcome of those elections, I happened to receive a clear vision from the Lord, and I saw in the spiritual realm a large, majestic eagle soaring in the sky. Now, the eagle is the well-known symbol for the American, which the American founding fathers selected as an emblem for the nation. And the beauty of this great bird symbolizes the strength and freedom of America. And at the time that we were praying on that specific date, I thought that the Holy Spirit was making reference specifically to the U.S. because of, you know, all the problems that they've been having with the elections and the presidents, et cetera, electing of the new president. But then the Lord spoke to me and he showed me that the eagle actually represented something far greater than just the United States of America. He was emphasizing to me the importance of us as the body of Christ seeking refuge under his majestic wings during the instability which has been going on in the United States and in all the nations of the world, including us here in South Africa, especially with regard to this pandemic, COVID-19, and all its associated disruptions of the economy and the society in general. This pandemic has caused havoc all over the world with all the lockdowns going on, and it's affected people, with people dying, etc., etc. But as I was pondering and meditating on this, on Ruth 2 verse 12, I just suddenly thought of the awesomeness of our God, who, when he is likened to a bird in the Bible, if we can think of the entire body of Christ gravitating to him, connecting to the Lord, and who is likened to this big eagle, this large bird with this, he must have an enormous wingspan to have the multitudes of people, believers in Christ throughout the world, who recognize Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I just, as I was meditating on the scripture and also connecting the vision that I had of this great eagle, I just saw the majesty of our God, the greatness of our God. And in actual fact, the eagle, from America's perspective, represents its the kingship or the majesty of the eagle is symbolic of it's a majestic bird, and that is the word majestic means king-like. It's associated with royalty. So the emphasis here is, I believe, what God has been saying is that he is just desiring his body, his bride, the bride of Christ, just to gravitate to him, to connect with him, to confide in him, and to for all the born-again believers, just to not be distracted, but just to connect with Him, and to set affections on things above. And it's mind-blowing to think about the greatness of that wingspan, the greatness of our God, how great He is, and how big that eagle would be if all of us as born-again believers throughout the world were to just come under that wingspan. And that, for me, what it was, the Holy Spirit was just showing me, was saying how great He is, how awesome He is. And there are lots of references to God being like a bird with His wings, His pinions, His feathers just outreaching out, just so majestic. I just saw an eagle flying in the sky just yesterday, and the eagle just represents such power, such authority, and that's who our God is. He has so much power and such authority, and yet He has given that authority to us as His representatives on this earth. He just wants us to rise up and use that authority and take dominion the way He ordained us to be. And so, God is so awesome. He is such an awesome God. And, you know, this COVID-19, the lockdown, the pandemic that we have all been facing, the challenges associated with it. Well, a couple of days ago, I was chatting to a Catholic priest and his dear mother, who are in residence at the guest house where we are staying at the moment, on holiday. And he was saying that a member of his congregation had died recently, and on the death certificate it had said the cause of death was due to COVID-19, when in actual fact it wasn't due to COVID-19 at all, but he knew that, and the members of the family of this person obviously knew that, but the medical profession, or who had written out the death certificate, had said it was due to COVID-19. So now COVID-19 has been used as a general label for many things, and it's a subtle deception of the enemy, just trying all the time to rob us as the church of the truth, and an attempt to control us with through fear and intimidation. And we really have to have our wits about us all the time. And we need to, this is why it's imperative for us to remain closely connected to the Lord, in close connection with Him. And as Psalm 91 says, and I just want to read Psalm 91 because it ties up, it's a parallel scripture, a cross-reference to the scripture that I read in Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. And let's just read from verse 1 through to verse 4. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. It's interesting to know that that word shelter is the same root word for refuge or trust in the Bible. It's the same emphasis there. It's talking about refuge, trust, confiding in, trusting in the living God, the one and only true living God. Will he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. Fear intimidates. It wears one out. When one is anxious or worried or concerned, then there's a sense of that it's tiring, it tires one out. And but the Lord says here, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust with great confidence and on whom I rely, for he will save you from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you and completely protect you with his pinions. Pinions is another word for feathers. And under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. And then let's go to from verse 5 through to 7. You will not be afraid of the terror of night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction or the sudden death that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but danger will not come near you. So that is a picture. It's actually describing pestilences. It's describing, if you go further on in that whole psalm, it talks about plagues, and it's a psalm of protection, but it's a psalm that we have to apply the protection only by faith, by speaking the word, by pleading the blood, by allowing this scripture. I often listen to Psalm 91. I put it on very quietly at night and just listen to that psalm going over and over again. And it's the most beautiful psalm, just speaking of the protection of the Lord. And it just flows into my spirit, man. And I just want to encourage as many people as possible just to do that with the word. Put on the word of God when one is sleeping, because it goes into the spirit. It makes the spirit man strong. And the word becomes so much part of one that one gets to the place where there's absolutely no fear. I have absolutely no fear of COVID-19. No fear whatsoever. And Graham is the same. Just we have no fear of COVID-19 whatsoever. That it doesn't even enter our minds of getting that. It's because of the word of God and the power of the blood. We must be careful never ever to enter into any form of presumption concerning it. It must be a personal revelation that comes through allowing the word just to permeate one's spirit and to build oneself up in the most holy faith, constantly drenching oneself in the word of God. And the more and more we as the body of Christ do these things, the more and speak the word, the more and more we will be able to rise up in authority and counteract the effects of this pandemic. And the lockdowns will soon be over if we are all in that place of just constantly coming up against it, resisting it, and not allowing the COVID-19 to control and to cause such insecurity in so many people's lives. And then I just also want to mentioned Psalm 91. There are other psalms that relate to it too, but yesterday I just want to also mention that the Holy Spirit led me to another scripture, and this scripture is found in Daniel chapter 9 verse 22, where the Lord speaks to Daniel through the angel Gabriel. And it's interesting to note that the scripture just prior to this, it refers to the time that Daniel had been in a lot of prayer and he was very tired. Now, intercessory prayer can be very tiring. When one is involved with spiritual warfare, it can be very tiring. But what was interesting to know was when he was at his place of very low, in a place of exhaustion, that was actually the time that the Holy Spirit came to him. Well, through the angel Gabriel, God spoke to him through the angel. And this is what he said to him. O Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and wisdom and understanding. At the beginning of your supplication, the command was issued, and I have come to tell you, for you are highly regarded and greatly beloved. So there God came to Daniel when he was in a place of exhaustion, when he was tired through prayer, through intercession. And I'm sure many people who are listening to this audio, you've been in that place. I've been in that place many times where through prayer and intercession, one comes to that place of feeling very tired or exhausted. But that is the time that God comes on board. And that is the time when we seem to be at our weakest and our lowest that very often that is the time when we just keep on going. The Lord intervenes and he speaks to us and we get that personal revelation. And so I want to encourage all of us that to keep on praying, keep on interceding, even in that time of that place of feeling exhausted, because I have found over and over again that God actually comes on the scene in that time of tiredness, when one feels depleted almost spiritually through prayer and intercession, and then suddenly God comes and then there's a revelation or God speaks. But so often one can get sidetracked, and I'm encouraging us not to get sidetracked at that time when we just pressing through, we just continue to press through, and then suddenly God comes through and he speaks, and one gets that rhema word from heaven, that fresh revelation from heaven, that fresh manna from heaven. And so don't stop praying, because our prayers are effective. The James, book of James, I remember when Graham was teaching on the book of James, and especially that lovely portion where it says, the effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And what a beautiful scripture that is. And as we, as members of the body of Christ, as we continue to keep on interceding, keeping on praying, keeping on pressing in and staying under the shadow of the Almighty, so we will see, we will know that we are in that safe place, and we are able to just be secure under the shadow of his wings. For he is the mighty one of Israel, and he is an awesome God. And the more and more we press in, the more and more we will see breakthrough, the more and more the enemy forces will be driven back, and heaven will come to earth more and more. And lockdown, we believe, will be over as we continue to press in and press in, and then churches will be able to, congregations will be able to come back together and get on as different congregations, different parts of the vineyard, different church families coming together, and the lockdown being over. But it's, we have a responsibility to take that dominion, to do whatever we can in this time of not being able to meet in as normal from a church perspective. So it's imperative that we press on. Daniel was given at that time, he was given, it says, O Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and wisdom and understanding. In other words, he heard from God. And that is the, each one of us, we need to hear from God on a daily, daily basis for our own personal journeys with the Lord, for our, to be able to impart to our families, to other members of the body of Christ, to be able to be effective as we are shining lights in the darkness out there, as we reach out to people in the world. However, whoever, wherever God leads us, it's so important that we are pressing in and receiving as much as we can from God, irrespective of the circumstances, irrespective of what we see in the natural, but knowing that as we continue to do that, God is there to reimburse us. And as we continue with an attitude of servant-heartedness, just with that attitude of wanting to serve, of to being like Ruth, she was a servant. She had a wonderful servant heart, and the Lord is calling out to for his bride, his body, the body of Christ, to be, have that servant-hearted attitude, and to, he has promised to reward us for the kindness that we show, for the care that we show to one another, and to those outside the kingdom of heaven. So the Lord has said through that prayer, as the prophecy, which was personalized, the prayer that Boaz prayed over Ruth, in the same way that the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, just when I personalized it and it spoke to us as his bride, then when it's personalized like that, and the prophetic word The word that comes from the voice of God to us, just saying that he will, he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is the one who restores and heals and delivers. He is the one who restores all that the cankerworm has stolen, and that is his desire. And the security systems of this world do not offer that. We have to learn to do things God's way, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That's in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. It talks about renewing our minds in accordance with the truth. The security systems of this world in these turbulent times are not what is going to keep us going. We need to know that our security is in him and him alone. And he is the one who rewards. He is the one who reimburses. He is the one who restores all that the cankerworm has stolen. And all of us have areas of our lives which we are standing in faith, believing him for restoration, whether it be the restoration or the salvation of a loved one, whether it would be the restoration of something that has been lost somewhere along the line. Whatever it is, the Lord has promised through this word, this beautiful personalized prayer found in, or this prophetic word from Yeshua speaking to us in Ruth 2, verse 12, just emphasizing the fact that he is the restorer of all that has been lost. He is the one. There's a thief out there. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the Lord has promised. And we need to continue to stand on those promises no matter what. Each one of us has promises that God has given to us deep within our spirits. And the more we just stand in faith, believing, confessing, believing him, interceding, and trusting him, putting our trust under the wings of the Almighty in that secret place of the Most High God, we will continue to see more and more evidence of his goodness, of his love, of his trust that we can have in him, no matter how far gone it looks, no matter how difficult the situation might look, no matter how tricky the situation might be, no matter how difficult the circumstances might be concerning COVID-19 and all of these things and the instability of the world, we can find security and total stability under the wings of the Almighty. And as he shares with us the secrets of his covenant in that secret place, and we hear his voice more and more, so he is able to impart to us, he is able to help us to have our faith rise up strong, and then more and more a manifestation of heaven on earth. And I just want to end with a quick testimony of how there was a time when I came to the coast. I could never get into the sea. I could never swim properly in the sea because I had such problems with physical problems. And this time around, as we are at the coast, I'm able to jump into the sea and swim in the sea and enjoy the sea. And there was a time I could never do that because of physical problems. So the Lord has restored to me in that area what the enemy has stolen. And I just want to just now pray anybody out there a simple prayer that, Father God, I pray that if there's anybody who is just feeling overwhelmed, feeling that all is lost, feeling that there's no hope, Lord, we know that the Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just restore and heal and deliver, and faith would rise up in all those people's hearts where that feeling of despondency, that feeling where hope has just gone. Because Lord, with you are such a powerful God, you are such a mighty God, you are an awesome God, and you are able to perform miracles. And we just pray, Lord, that faith would rise up in all your people's lives, in all of our lives, Lord, that we would be known as people of faith. For Lord, without faith, we can do nothing. But Lord, with faith, together working with love, we are able to do mighty, mighty acts upon this earth. We trust you, Lord. May each and every person be blessed, 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 because you are a God of blessing, not cursing. You are a God who blesses, and you are a good God, a good God. You are good all the time. Thank you, Father, for this word, and I pray that until next time, that as we, as individuals, keep on plowing through the word, that fresh, increased wisdom and revelation will come to us as members of your body. I pray this in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen.